Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us now into hour number two of this Wednesday, 11th day of August, 2010 transmission. Simulcasting on a growing number of wonderful AM and FM affiliates. Simulcasting on Global Shortwave, the internet at InfoWars.com, and XM Radio. By the way, XM carries 3 hours of the show on the weekends, re-airs it, and carries 1 hour every night of the 3 hour daytime show. They're very close to picking up all 3 hours, so subscribe to XM Sirius and let them know why you are subscribing. We're reaching a lot of people that way as well. And it shows how this information has become so mainstream, which is good. We're beginning to win, that the system is capitulating to the truth. Because a lot of people at high levels are realizing they are in the crosshairs as well, and that's the key. Coming up, Superbug, that is resistant to most powerful antibiotics, has reached the UK. This will be their next swine flu hype. Also, tainted Chinese baby milk powder causes baby girls to grow breasts. All by design. Here in the United States, the exact same thing's going on. Three-year-olds becoming fertile. All right. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls here on this live broadcast. Adam in Missouri, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. I appreciate it. And I have a question. I was hoping you can also ask Alan Watt when he comes on the air. You know, I've done research as far as, you know, the New World Order, you know, and it leads me to, you know, the Trilateral Commission, then it leads me to the Bilderberg Group, then it leads me to the Illuminati, then it leads me to the Jesuits, so forth and so on. I'm just kind of wondering, A, what is the definition of the rabbit hole, and B, who do you think is at the end of that rabbit hole, the driving force behind this whole, because you said yourself it's been going on in history, and so I'm wondering, what is that driving force that keeps perpetuating this?
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's an excellent question. If you look, and we'll ask Alan that question coming up, but I know what he's going to say. The priest clashed of Egypt and Babylon and Greece, Sisera 3,000 years ago. You could even say 6,000, but predominantly these guilds of psychology. They didn't call it that, but how to control populations, how to manipulate populations, started with witch doctors. They'd learn how they could go to the hills and dig out phosphorus. They didn't know what it was. And or how they could dig out sulfur and form it into a little idol and then say, Zaboopy, and throw it into a fire, and then it would explode with blue and red and green colors. And they could mix copper in to make it glow green, or they could say, the green god, it would burn green. And how does the witch doctor do it? You're talking 10,000 years ago. Or they could mix other chemicals in to make it burn red. And they would say, you know, dragon god, Azunga. And boom, and and he'd say, now, you give me the best hut and the best women and the best servants and my family that, or the rain god won't come. And then as an act of submission, the psychopathic con artist in history, and that's what they are, would say, I demand your firstborn to be my servants. And as a greater act of submission, the rains will not come unless you give me a child to be sacrificed, and I will eat the flesh. Every culture sacrifices children, eats them. In anthropology, every culture, gobbling children is a chief enjoyment. This is what humans do when the psychopaths get control, and they always do. Now, expanding on that, if you go back into history, the really dominant groups would then start demanding the chief's son or the king's son. And the priest class would use a drought or bad weather to really get control, or an earthquake. And they would come to the king and say, you must give me your daughter to be thrown into the fires of Moloch. And they would do it as an act of mind control submission. Now we sacrifice at blood-drawing checkpoints. Now we let the CPS take our children as a sacrifice. Now we go through the naked body scanners and are humiliated. All so the control freak scum can feel powerful and control us. Key point, Adam, stay there. I'll let you have a counter back to what I said. When we return on the other side, what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole? Con artist, Bernie Madoff.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it any more than you do.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying.
Okay, let's go back to Adam. Adam, if you just joined us, had asked, is it the Illuminati? Is it the Bilderberg Group? Is it the Trilateral Commission? Who runs the planet? And if you have to look at, you know, the physically who runs it, it's the military of Europe, the United States, and England. But who owns it through fraud is six major private central banks. And then if you look at the methodology of control, the Illuminati was just a Rothschild-backed arm that wanted to overthrow the royals. And before that, you'd had Henry VIII fighting and wanting power, not just over wanting to have a divorce, but having his own control against the Vatican. So it's always the same systems of political and societal manipulation. It's just different groups and different clubs that understand that science and are able to mass enough power to take over their region. And the ultimate goal is a planetary regime to block out any future competition and to dominate the individual. But really, if you go back to Greece and to Egypt and to Babylon 3,000 plus years ago, they all developed systems of social control. You can go to Peru and the Nazca lines and see all the evidence of social control there. Public works projects, making people build big temples for you. It's slavery. You got to do this or the rain god won't come. And so it's that priest class that had really supplanted the ancient tribal class. You'd be the tribal leader if you were the toughest, the strongest, the smartest, had the best sixth sense, could lead your tribe to the best hunting grounds. If you go back to the earliest societies worldwide, you see them being supplanted by the scientific class, which is really the witch doctor class, who mixed religion with mumbo jumbo and science, early sciences, and impressing people with understanding, you know, that there will be an eclipse on this date and saying the snake god is going to eat the moon or eat the sun today. And if you don't give me 1,000 sacrifices, the snake god won't regurgitate the sun back. And so everybody starts screaming and crying during the eclipse. They're chopping hearts out in Mexico City and basically everywhere else where they're having eclipses as fast as they can, going, is this going to make it come back? Is this going to make the snake god not kill us? And they're just like, give me more, give me more. And the main way the priests in Mesoamerica made money was in the meat markets. They owned the meat from the dead women and children and others, and then they made the profit from the main meat source being humans. So that's just government. Government normally ends up being a bunch of psychopaths on power trips eating people. The worst expression of humanity always takes control. In a more modern sense, Hitler would just launch more wars and would just love the images of burning cities. Psychopaths enjoy it. They enjoy controlling the arts and literature and culture and being able to dominate and control everyone. Adam, if you look at the Trilateral Commission, CFR, Royal Institute of International Affairs, Club of Rome, Bilderberg Group, they politically, it's less than 200 people that chair and run all of those organizations, and they all put out the same white papers in the same direction. Eugenics, world government, total control, their crimes legalized, regular activity criminalized. They use the law to suppress their enemies, to create monopolies. But then when you look at what they do in their off time at Bohemian Grove in California or at Groves in Germany, or you look at François Mitterrand publicly worshiping Lucifer in mainstream news, or Tony Blair doing it in mainstream news and being at seances and rituals, and they're a bunch of lunatics, and at the bottom of the rabbit hole, they believe they're worshiping Lucifer. So they're not a very nice group of people. But I hope that answers your question, Adam, because it's a very important question.
Yeah, no, you've been very helpful, and I agree with everything that you said. You hit a really key point, though, that it's Lucifer. The rabbit hole, of course, is the journey to search for the truth. And once you get down to the bottom of that rabbit hole, you realize that all these people are Luciferian, worshiping Satanists.
And that's 100% fact, Adam. Even if an atheist or an agnostic doesn't believe that there's a guy in red pajamas, the point is the elite believe they worship a earth creature, a sky god that needs blood and death and destruction, and they think it's wonderful to kill people. You know, they think things like, you know, let's pull up some of Geiger's artwork. Just type in Geiger alien, because that's what he's most famous for. And the elites, I mean, I've studied Schwarzenegger, and he owns a bunch of this artwork, and even more sickening German artwork, where it's dead babies in Nazi uniforms and maggots on dead children. And they just and they think it's beautiful. And you know, I look at it, and you know, it's upsetting and disquieting. But for them, it's, oh, how beautiful. And a lot of it's homoerotic. In fact, watch what you show, because that's not homoerotic, but it's got a lot of demons raping women and children and death and giant piles of mutated and bioengineering merging with technology. And it's just, I mean, they'll always tell you there is no God, there is no religion, you know, because they want you blind to that. Meanwhile, they're just reveling in evil. Anything else, Adam?
Yeah, no, that's about sums it up. And again, you know, it's kind of funny because these elitists that think that they're going to get like eternal life or whatever that they're falsely promised by this master of deception, you know, they're not going to get the last laugh because you know what? They're expendable just like everybody else in history that tried to do Satan's work. So,
well said, Adam. Austin in Florida, you're on the air.
Hey, I got 2 points, Alex. Let's see, I just want to start out kind of saying, I guess I'm kind of one of the rare ones who's actually been blessed with knowledge, you know, of living on a farm and kind of being, like, self-sufficient.
You're an Al-Qaeda member. Mm-hmm.
No, just an American kid. I'm 23.
No, but, I mean, that's, everything's pointed at you. You are, what, when they say Al-Qaeda, they're talking about you. So you're Al-Qaeda. Go ahead.
Well, also, and I got really, I've been wanting to call and tell you about this for a while. It's really interesting. It's about George Bush. And I know back in the 90s, he owned the Texas Rangers baseball team.
Yes.
Well, they do spring training down here close to my town. I'm basically in Sarasota. And I just put some connections together, and I thought it was really interesting how Jeb Bush was the governor of Florida. Bush was in Sarasota when 9/11 happened. You know, and then the whole drug thing, you know, our county at one point was one of the bigger drug counties in the 90s, I guess. But, yeah, I just kind of put all that together and kind of figured, you know, maybe what the connection might be with Florida down here.
Well, you know what the connection is. Massive narcotics trafficking,
yeah.
Whore running, just mafia territories. That's why the government's promoting legalization of prostitution and gambling everywhere, because they want to tax it and get their cut.
Yeah, well, I also thought it was really interesting because in 04 we went through a Category 4 hurricane, and I basically kind of got a glimpse of what it's like to live in, you know, martial law scenario. I mean, bags of ice were like 8 or 10 bucks. You know, nobody was prepared or had any food stored, so everybody's fridge was off, and everybody kind of didn't know what to do. Everybody's like, what do we do? So National Guard came. You know, and within two or three days, Bush came to our town. And I was like, I thought it was funny because he didn't go to Katrina for, like, a long time. And I was like, well, that was kind of odd.
Austin, I appreciate your call. Good to have you on board. Ruth in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ruth.
Yes. Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
I'll always have you in my prayers and your family.
I need that shield. Please keep it up, Ruth.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. Look, I want to bring out an alternative to baby formula, which is goat's milk.
Why would you want an alternative? It's making the girls go into puberty at 3 and 4 years of age. It's causing their brain to be on average 20 percentage points smaller. I mean, that's loving.
Well, case in point on all of this, my mother was an anesthetist, okay? And when I had my first son, I could not produce enough breast milk. So I tried all the formulas on the shelf. He threw it all up. He couldn't keep none of it down. My mother was down, and she says, look, we need to find some goat's milk. She says, because in the old days when she was raised on a farm, that's what they used. And, of course, the molecular structure of goat milk is much smaller. It's easier to digest. So at first the doctor wanted to do a bunch of tests, so I said, okay, I'm going to try this first. It took me a while to try to find some. I wasn't able to find the fresh goat's milk, which is better, but I was able to find some canned goat's milk. So I tried it. My son didn't throw any of it up. He loved it. Of course, my pediatrician was from India, so she...
Well, no, throughout history, a lot of women, a small percentage, but overall a lot of women, can't produce milk or have problems, or sometimes their babies are allergic to it very rarely. And goat's milk is good. There's almost no rejection known for ass milk, donkey milk, from the female donkey. And so that's some of the best milk you can get for humans if you can't get the, you know, a regular human milk. But it's a conspiracy theory that women should breastfeed. I mean, everybody knows that was a conspiracy theory and that the family never existed. And that children need melamine-filled bisphenol A milk. Here's a headline. Tainted Chinese baby milk powder causes baby girls to grow breasts. Health authorities in China have ordered an investigation into a batch of powdered baby milk that caused children as young as 4 months to grow breasts. And they just admit now that that's happening here, but they say that's fine.
And back in the day, you know, the formula was probably a little bit better than it is today.
The Al-Qaeda. That was back when Americans were Al-Qaeda. Now they know it's good to give them formula. Do not breastfeed. That is evil.
Yeah. I mean, it's a shame.
Of course, I'm being sarcastic, Ruth. God bless you, Ruth, and I need those prayers. Thank you. Women, look. If you're going to have children, it's the most precious thing in the world. Have your husband work a couple extra jobs if you have to. Give them at least 6 months of breast milk. Come on. I know it's a conspiracy theory to say your baby needs it, but you've got those mammary glands for a reason. Okay, and your baby's going to take to that milk like a fish to water. Or you can give them bisphenol A laced milk. Formula, okay.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Rytus Resources. August 11th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1201.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1233.38, $616.69 for a half ounce, or $308.35 for the quarter ounce. That's $1233.38, $616.69, or $308.35.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe. Our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
We are back live. Alan Watt is coming up. We'll take your Twitter questions at twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Again, that's twitter.com/RealAlexJones. We'll take some of your Twitter questions, and the phones will be open while he's on with us. I got a host of issues and news items I want to go over. He was on with us last week, but an hour wasn't enough, so he'll be joining us for much of the last hour and a half. Let's go ahead and go to Daniel in Virginia. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Worldwide transmission against tyranny in a last-ditch effort to reignite the fires of liberty.
There you go, buddy. I just want to call and let you know that you have awakened a lot of people, and you have done a tremendous job doing that. Not only I'm on, you should deserve credit, but the people who are listening to you deserve credit.
Yes.
And people, because people need to rejuvenate as far as what is going on.
And they need to stop thinking that fighting back is hard. It's fun. It's what you're meant to do. People are depressed because they haven't gotten up on their hind legs and started fighting back.
Right. Well, I used to be a security guard at a security company. I had to give it up because of the things that were going on in that security company. My heart is not into what they was doing. But I'll just let you know, Alex, and I'll let the people know. We can agree or disagree, but your heart's in the right place, and the people who are listening to you or the people who are trying to get a comprehension of what you're all about, their heart's in the right place as well. And then it takes all of us as a whole, not as a few, to make a difference.
And that's right. And the enemy wants to demoralize us. They want us to not think that we have power. They want us to get us in fighting with each other. No. It's Goldman Sachs. It's the major banks. It's J.P. Morgan, Bank of America. It's the globalists. It's the people openly trampling our laws, setting up world government, destroying our borders. We have to identify the enemy and say, get out of our country. Go ahead.
There you go. And as long as they keep persecuting you, Alex, as long as they continue the persecution of you and everybody else, the more it's going to grow and the more powerful we're going to become and the more exposed you're going to become. Because the more they keep exposing you in a negative way, people's going to stop and think and say, well, gee, why are they going after this man so much? Gee, why are they talking about this man so much? Why are they criticizing this man so much? Because you exposed him as who they are.
But it's not hard. I mean, it's in the mainstream news. They're going to put cameras watching us, hooked into CPS for everybody and everybody who has children. They admit the naked body scanners are being saved, the images. They admit they're doing all these crimes. Look at what I've done in the last hour and a half. I've just covered common sense. It's not hard. I've just gone over what's really happening. I mean, it's simple. So what is it that the establishment media and the government and their controlled COINTELPRO hordes, what is it they're so upset about on this broadcast? They're upset because we're having an effect, and we have a giant audience that's growing exponentially, and they know that we're getting people to awaken and to take action. I don't have all the answers, but I know that getting people to awaken and to say no to tyranny, wherever you find it, wherever you see it, whether it's local or national or in your own family, and loving each other and loving goodness and bring that light into the world will defeat these people. God bless you, Daniel. More calls and Alan Watts straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
You've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are go. You can see the earth from here.
We see the earth now.
You are go.
We see the earth. You got it.
We know what's going on. We've got it. And we are rallying patriots worldwide to awaken others. We're going to Alan Watt for the balance of this hour and the next and open phones. I had him on for an hour last week, and he just has so much knowledge, and I like to bounce ideas off of him. He's here with us. CuttingToTheMatrix.com is his website. A lot of breaking news. We're going to cover a huge range of vital issues on the economy, the war, the nature of the New World Order, their history. A caller earlier said, where did the New World Order get founded? Where do they come from? What's their mindset? What's their beginnings? And I talked about the priest class in Egypt and Babylon and a little lesser extent Greece, developing systems of social control in those universities and systems of manipulation. But we'll get his breakdown of it and who's at the core of the power structure here in just a moment. But first, you know, I sell books, videos, T-shirts, materials, not just the 25 films I've made or produced, but other great films that I see and I think are informative. We endeavor to get them and then discount them to you. We've got specials that are lower than anything we've ever offered, a whole bunch of our best-selling videos. We're not discounting old stuff. That's discounted, too. And what is old is new. A lot of it's excellent. All of it's excellent. But, I mean, excellent even compared to the new stuff. It's evergreen because the info is so accurate and because we're going off the globalist own documents and admissions. But you can get Invisible Empire, buy one, get three free to give to friends and family, Fall of the Republic, Police State for the Rise of FEMA, got big deals on The Secret of Oz discounted, exposing the whole banking cartel and Key Solutions, the Obama deception. We've got deals on free ball caps and T-shirts, all available at Infowars.com, two different shopping carts up there. On the site, you can choose from the Yahoo cart and our own cart. We can also call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or P.O. Box 19549. That's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And when you purchase books and materials, you get things that are crafted to really give people the most information in the shortest period of time, in a professional presentation that will wake them up. And your purchase supports what we're doing here. This is symbiotic. And the globalists hate this radio show and have pulled out all the stops unsuccessfully to stop us because they're afraid of you. And they're afraid of the defense of freedom that we are having here. And so I commend all of you for your support. You can also support us and see the live TV version of the radio show, simulcast all 3 hours every day, and then archived at PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, a bunch of other films have been authorized to post, like Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic at PrisonPlanet.tv, Camp FEMA, special expanded extras from the films that are only at PrisonPlanet.tv, 6.5 years up and running, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. And by the way, it takes about a minute to sign up with your new username passcode. Then 6 computers can be logged in with the same passcode at one time. So you can share it with your friends and family. Okay? And that's all we can afford. I could afford that so you could share it with 100 people. But PrisonPlanet.tv, I want to thank you all for your continued support. We couldn't do it without you. Now, going to Alan Watt of CutIntoTheMatrix.com, a long-term researcher, author, somebody who I found is really spot on with his analysis. There are a few people out there, because I've read hundreds of history books, hundreds of globalist handbooks, hundreds and hundreds of white papers, and so many times he'll start saying something, and I've read the document years ago and even forgotten about it. He's somebody who I can tell you is just right on target and teaches me a lot. You know, we all teach each other, but I always really, really, I don't want to say enjoy because it's horrifying having Alan on to really help folks get a higher level of understanding and take the blinders off. So we're going to talk about a host of issues today. Alan, good to have you here with us.
It's a pleasure to be back on, Alex.
Alan, a caller called at the start of the hour, and he said, I want you to ask Alan Watt the power structure. We hear about Bilderberg, Trilateral Commission, CFR, Illuminati. You know, is it the banks? Is it the military-industrial complex? And you know, I just pointed out there's less than 200 people that chair and head up the Fortune 100, and they all cross-chair, sometimes on hundreds of boards, all these other organizations. They all push for the same thing, global governance, tyranny. But I thought we'd get you to talk about that structure, that architecture from your perspective, but also the different cultures and ideas that fed into it. And, of course, I call it the priest class because that's what they call it themselves, and what the Illuminati is. You've got the floor. I'm going to try to not interrupt, even though it's always thought-provoking. Spend 5 minutes or so breaking down its history, who they are, their modes of control, and where they're taking us if we don't block them.
Well, basically, it's a system, and that's what it is. It's a system and a philosophy, which is also a religion with its own belief system that really has been around since commerce began, organized commerce. And organized commerce, we don't even know how old it is. We have ancient traders. They've even dug up Sumer, for instance, and found out there's another group, pre-existed Sumer, who were into trading. They lived very well. We know that from their indoor plumbing and stuff like that thousands of years ago. And they had the trade routes all the way to China, right through the Middle East and Asia. So trading is the key to it, because along with trading comes something called money. And it's different from barter, where two people can literally argue over the price of a sack of potatoes versus a sack of oatmeal. Once you get a third party coming in with money, then you're under their directives, because they can basically decide how much that money is worth today or tomorrow, or devalue it or whatever. And the ancient traders, we do know this from the Phoenicians, for instance, they had to not only trade with people, but they were seafarers as well, with a huge navy to trade, but they had to also get all these different cultures that they met along the way to accept this thing called money, which they never used, most of them, before. They'd never seen money, heard of it. It was an alien thought, just like the American Indians. It was an alien idea, this money. And so eventually, over time, they got people to accept money, and they did it by giving them loans to countries, generally to the kings or the head chief or whoever of a particular area or island. And from then on, basically, they started the debt system. And as we all know, we're still in the same system today. It's never failed. Eventually, the king gets rather spoiled. He wants all the goodies that he's shown from these traders as they come into port every so often. He borrows more. And eventually, it comes time to pay him back. And he's rather shocked to find out how much it's going to cost. So the Phoenicians did deals with him. We know this for a fact. The Phoenicians used to get the kings to assemble men for armies. Pay them with the same thing called money. That's a key to armies as well. An army is no use, an organized army, if you can't pay them with something. They tend to go home, they get bored and get fed up. So they used that. They lent the king money for paying the soldiers too. And then they go off and invade a country that would not accept the trade, that would not accept the money, and so on. And we find this all the way down through into even the Spartan Wars, where the Spartans for 100 years fought off this outside trade system with its money system. And the Phoenicians not only traded with money, it was mainly silver at that time. They had standardized the size of the coinage everywhere. It doesn't matter whose head was on it for different countries, as long as it weighed the same. So they were standardizing the money system just like the IMF is today. Same idea. And so they conquered down through the ages. And then they formed, we find this around the Middle Ages, massive leagues, they called them. There were leagues, you had the Hanseatic leagues and various other leagues of trading countries, and like a big corporation, you might say. And they were based at that time in Venice and in Holland. Holland came out of nowhere because the money men came in. That's how empires arise. They don't arise because someone's a great conqueror. They actually arise because those with the money move into that country with the money and the know-how, and they rise it up. They move down through time and skip to different countries when it suits them. We know, for instance, that from Holland, they hopped over to London and basically created London in the form that we know it today. So it's a moneyed system. It's a trading system, and money is the key to controlling everything. That's what Rothschild said when he took over the Bank of England. And I don't believe either, by the way, that it wasn't a setup to take over the bank. It was prearranged with the nobility already in Britain to allow it to happen. Because if Rothschild had bankrupted every nobility, he wouldn't have lasted very long in the streets of London.
Well, that's on record. He made deals with the nobility even before he staged the 1815 panic.
Mm-hmm. And you also find out, too, Alex, that they brought in King George and his family over from Prussia. Now, Prussia is part of the pre-existing Germany, the Germanic regions. It was one of the first countries to give up in Germany. They actually put up their, when they ran out of royalty, they would put it up for a vote for those with the biggest, like an auction sale. And that present, even the today's present group who took over is the Georges, belonged to the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha houses. These were three areas of the Germanic and Prussian regions which they owned. They were princedoms. They bought them over and they became the royalty. their actual background was in trading themselves. So they belonged to the same group as the Rothschilds.
And they also were the last country really to end slavery. We always hear about blacks being slaves here, but in those different Germanic regions, Austria and what is Germany today, you had the military slaves or the Hessians.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what they did too. They drafted their men up and sold them off. And during the American War of Revolution, they brought in a lot of Hessian troops because George was a Hessian himself. Basically, that was his area in Germany. He still owned that part of it. But you'll find, for instance, the Rothschilds and the different female lineages, especially of the Rothschilds, are all intermarried with the royalty of the whole of Europe. And so they're really one and all the same people. So, as I say, that's a big part of it. So you have money, you have trading, you have intermarriage of very powerful families. And there's nothing better than to give your daughter, for instance, to a king, because now you're allied with that king and you take the royal titles, your offspring become the heirs down the road, and you can control things. That's a very old, old technique.
And all of those major dynasties were and are intermarried, and now we see Goldman Sachs heads marrying in, and the daughters of presidents marrying in, and all of those psychopathic and abusive, sadomasochistic genetic traits are then passed on and concentrated.
Mm-hmm. And you even find it's the astonishing things in history that really get to you when you find an easy example, for instance, is 9/11. Where down the road in New York, the day that it happened, George Bush's father was having a meeting with the Laden family, the Ben Laden family, because they have a corporation, the Bushes and the Laden families, to build bomb-proof structures across the world.
Yeah, that's AP. That's AP in London Guardian. Bush Sr. meeting with head of Ben Laden family on morning of 9/11 at the Carlyle Group meeting.
That's right. And not only that, too, when the first 9/11 bombing took place, people forget about it. They had to basically retrofit the whole buildings to make sure they were sound. Well, it was their company that got the job to retrofit it, and it took them over a year and a half. I think that's when they laid the explosives, personally. That's what they did. I think I really do believe that. But anyway, there's a coincidence right there. So we go to war because with Bush basically facing Ben Laden in the comic strips, that is. And meanwhile, the same families have a business enterprise. That's almost impossible.
And they love sick jokes to say Ben Laden did it, when actually that company was in there in the buildings years before, after the 93 bombing, in a sick way. Yeah, they did bomb it.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. It's a cartoon show we're given, where the Bushes and the Ladens, out of millions of billions of people on the planet, just happen to be in a business enterprise, and the same countries end up at war and all that kind of stuff.
And then Marvin Bush was running security on the World Trade Center complex until the morning of September 11th. He'd signed over authority, and they'd gotten a new management firm.
Yes. And then you went to FDR, for instance. FDR, whose wife was a rabid communist. She loved the Soviet system. She loved the techniques of mind control that Pavlov was doing. She went over to see Pavlov, and she thought the same system should be brought to America, because although the children were not very happy and laughing and joking on the way to school, they were so orderly, and she was so impressed by this orderly, how they were orderly and collective. So, but the thing is, too, in one of her books, she put down the genealogy of FDR and herself, because she was a cousin of FDR, the intermarry, to keep power and wealth amongst themselves. And you find that the Sachs family, who initially funded Hitler to power, was a relative of FDR. And again, it's the same kind of Sachs family of Goldman Sachs, basically. You can change the name and the spelling a little bit here and there, which is a favorite trick of theirs down through the ages. But it's the same bunch, really, running the show. And he brought in a new deal. Now, people don't realize, when a president gives you an address to the nation and calls something a new deal, he's giving you something that supersedes or replaces the Constitution.
Yeah, this is the new America. It's like with Obama saying change. This is a new deal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what changes. You're right on with that, because this is the century of change. Now, these characters all know what they mean by the century of change. It's the culmination of their centuries-long war to take over a world, standardize the world, basically reduce the population to a manageable level. They've had, science is at the top of the tree when it comes to their belief system. They believe that with science and sciences, then they can control the
because
whole
if you
world.
Can eradicate countries and then even individuals, there's no way to resist because you've got a drugged out mindless zombie drooling telling you about UFC fights.
Absolutely. And from the earliest times, even when Rosicrucianism, which is a front group basically to help the dominant group, when Rosicrucian broke out really in France, they had posters out there all over Paris one morning. And he talked about the ability to give longevity to those who would help serve them. And they were really into real chemistry, not alchemy. Alchemy was a front for them. But they were into real chemistry and real what they call real medicine.
Yeah, they admitted that 2 days ago that, oh, the Chinese 4,000 years ago were in trade with America and with Africa. Oh, and the nobility of Europe always knew this. They had all the maps. They were just keeping the public in the dark during that period of reengineering.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they can take whole chunks of history away. They've done it before because we know darn well that there were people here in Americas long before Columbus, and they've bashed professors who've come up with the evidence, too.
Well, no, they've tested the DNA of Native Americans, and it's Northern European in the last 15,000 years in the mitochondrial DNA because they were all here intermarried. They've dug them up all over the country. The media keeps it quite quiet. They dig Vikings up every year. We'll be right back with Alan Watt, the true history of the world and what's currently happening straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
Thank you.
All right, Doug, Chris, Stan, and others, your calls are coming up. We're starting the next hour here in a few minutes. Alan, going back, though, not just looking at trade and money and governments that could create caste systems and organization for very small members of, you know, Europe in the last 4,000 years, went to northern India and took over. They've tested their mitochondrial DNA. They're Central and Western European. Not just that, but also the priest class of manipulation and learning how to control the population. That's a big key to this secret knowledge that's passed on as well.
Yes, the studying of, as I've always said, we see so many nature programs on television, but we don't realize that mankind has been the most studied creature on the planet for thousands of years. If you want to dominate the planet, you don't have to dominate the ants. You want to dominate people. And you have to know how people think, how they tick. And it's quite easy, actually, because the easiest thing is to go into so-called primitive societies and see the microcosm of what really matters, because everything else comes from those primitive ideas, lifestyles, taboos, and so on. You simply amplify it into a more complex system. They're really all the same. And they understand how human beings interact with each other and how they have certain emotions, how they're driven really by emotions. That's the key to it. That's what Bernays came out with, too. You can literally modify the behavior of a whole continent or a whole world by pandering to these subconscious desires and emotions and get people to buy things they don't even really, they've never thought of before until the ads come out to make them want this thing for the first time. It's the same thing with us. We have the need to mate with people, for instance. And so people mate, they form tribes. Small tribes. The tribes have their various taboos that helps them to survive. Everyone knows the rules. You don't need police. And they're generally very self-sufficient, completely self-sufficient, in fact.
And the globalists admit, to steal your thunder, that they come in and remove the taboos and tell people to be wild and crazy so society degenerates so the government can come in with its new taboos and be more oppressive.
Yes, and of course we find from the 1800s, for instance, when the same organization that put Charles Darwin out there. Now, Darwin was put out there by the Royal Society. In fact, Wallace was the guy they took most of the writings about evolution from, but they also used Charles Darwin's father and grandfather's writings because they were both writing about evolution. This is a belief system within a religion that was far, far older than Darwin. And we know the Darwins themselves practiced this religion by only intermarrying the same family, the Wedgwood family, for many generations. That was part of this religion, intermarriage with special types to try and breed special genes. And Plato actually wrote about it thousands of years before that, 2,300 years before. Plato talks about if you want good scientists, good mathematicians, then you simply intermarry a male and a female who are good at mathematics and then take the children, interbreed them, and so on, until you're pretty well guaranteed a good mathematician. And it's the same with all other aspects of life. Well, we have that today, and we've had it for a long time. The Rothschilds are an example with that. They only marry their nieces. And so, and that used to astound me. I said, why would dynasties not change? Why not? Why wouldn't you get a guy coming along saying, well, I don't want to be a banker, Daddy. I'd rather be something else, an actor or something. It doesn't happen. They're pretty well guaranteed to be just like their fathers, you see. But they also have the addition of a reinforcement of a particular education from their family and from special higher priests into their particular lineages, their histories, and their function in
and
the world.
And then, in the pyramidal structure, there are servant specializing guilds, and these guilds then support those ruling families, and those sub-guilds also then intermarry within their strata of the pyramidal beehive system. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.